Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast live from the Toyota Lounge.
Woohoo!
I am your host, Susie Hunter, joined by Steph Salazar.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by Kale Sorbo, certified Rockies boy.
Certified Rockies boy.
We deserve those air horns today, by the way.
We do.
Because we are in the top of the eighth inning right now, watching this Rockies game. The boys are in Toronto, and the boys are cooking. It's 10-2 Rockies right now, and we've really enjoyed watching this game.
Yeah, it's been such a great game. I feel like almost every single guy has gotten a double.
Yeah.
We got the first Nolan Jones home run of the season.
Oh, finally. He must
finally
be so happy.
I know. I'm happy.
I don't know who's happier.
Us or Nolan Jones.
Guys, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for joining us in advance, chatting it up in the Toyota chat. We're going to get to everyone in just a second. But yeah, we are in the middle of a very, very fun game here in Canada. The Royal here. We're here in Canada.
And you were saying that the Rockies have never won in Canada before.
It's true. The Rockies are 0-9 all time in Toronto. They've only made 4 trips to Canada.
Right.
This team never goes to Canada. Obviously, we're going to see the Rockies in Toronto a lot more often now with the new schedule.
Yep.
But the Rockies would love to get that first Toronto win, and they're well on their way. We're in the late innings. They've got an 8-run lead. We got tacos. Nolan Jones, thank you for the tacos,
yes,
by the way. Beer, 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 beer. But yeah, Tovar's been cooking. He's hitting leadoff today. I'm loving more and more and more seeing Tovar hitting leadoff.
Same. It is well worth the contract that the Rockies gave him. He is doing so good.
And I feel like, what were you saying?
Just like you were saying, like him lead off. Like, obviously we love Charlie. Mm-hmm. But Tovar is one of those guys, so like he finds a way to get on base.
Yeah.
So like, why not put him on leadoff?
And you know what? He's kind of gotten those like new big contract jitters out of his way, which is such a common thing that we see.
Right.
But of course, like everyone seems to forget after a big contract, when a guy is kind of struggling a little bit, everyone's like, oh, what a waste of money. It's like, we see this literally every time someone signs a big contract.
Right. We're 2 weeks into the season. Like, let's relax.
Yes.
Give him some time.
This is game number 14 of the Rockies season, by the way. But yeah, no Charlie in the lineup today. The Rockies have scored in 5 straight innings, so it's just been very active for us.
You know who else has been good? Christopher Lee Bryant.
Christopher Lee Bryant.
He's having such a good game out in Toronto, and
yes,
I am so proud.
Yes, he is. Chris Bryant right now. All right, so he had an RBI double. He was hit by a pitch. Oof. Hope he's doing okay. What has he done in this inning? Is he up yet?
He was just up. Let's see.
He was. Oh, Chris Bryant. We're here in the eighth inning. While we were blabbing and blabbing away, Chris Bryant just casually hit a single.
Casually.
He's so
back.
He's so back. The one thing I was taught, we were talking about this in, we were texting each other about this.
Right.
But I was like, okay, right now, so many of the earth signs are struggling because, okay, Chris Bryant, Capricorn, that's an earth sign. Nolan Jones, Taurus. That's an earth sign.
Right.
And those two, I feel like, at the plate, struggling more than anyone.
They are, which it's frustrating for us as fans, but like we have to remember that it's more frustrating to them as players.
Yes.
Because they want to do good. They want to get on base. They want to perform for their team. And so it's really amazing to see both these guys having a really great game and start to this series in Toronto.
Yes, these guys needed it.
They did.
They needed it so badly. Let's take a glance at the Toyota chat right now. Trenton, hello. We love to see you. Trenton, Rockies putting on a clinic out there in Toronto. A multi-hit night for Chris Bryant, which is beautiful to see.
It is beautiful to see.
It is beautiful. Thanks for chatting it up with us in the Toyota chat as we watch this game. Toyota, let's talk about our friends at Toyota because Listen, your Front Range Toyota stores, first of all, they're so excited to be here partnering with DNVR. Toyota's the official vehicle of DNVR. Beep, beep. Let's go. Let's go places. Yeah, trucks have always been part of Toyota's DNA. For generations, Toyota has built durable legends, durable icons, destined for greatness, and just perfect for Colorado. Whether you're going out, you're hitting the slopes, you're off-roading, maybe you're just driving through town.
All the things. I have a Toyota, and it's the best thing ever.
We love Rufufio.
We love Rufy.
Toyota also, listen, they've got the 2024 Tacoma, all new. They're also bringing back the 2024 Land Cruiser coming this spring. Stay tuned. They've got 16 different types of just hybrid vehicles also to choose from, like the Tundra iForce Max hybrid truck. A hybrid truck. That is incredible. We are moving into the 21st century here. All right. Listen. Visit your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota, Arapahoe and Centennial, Corbin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East, and Stevenson Toyota West in Aurora and Lakewood, respectively. Toyota, the official vehicle of the Colorado Rockies. Love me some Colorado Rockies.
We do.
Love me some bets on Bet365. We love our friends at Bet365. It is hashtag never ordinary. And they've got a good... The Nuggets game is also going on, in case you cared. You probably do care. We care about this a little more. But hey, Bet365, they don't do ordinary. Every sport should be epic. They're making NBA games so epic. They have an NBA early payout offer. You can get your straight bets paid out or parlay selections marked as a winner when your team goes up by 20 points. And it has hit a bunch for the Nuggets so far this season because the Nuggets be nuggeting.
Woohoo!
Yeah. But download the Bet365 app. Use code DNVR365. You can get a bet and get offer. Place a bet of $5 more. Get $150 in bonus bets. Or that first bet safety net by placing a bet up to $1,000. And if your qualifying bet loses, you'll get a matched refund in bonus bets. Up to $1,000.
That is insane.
It is insane. What's not insane, you got to be 21 or older and physically located in the state of Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. But download the Bet365 app, code DNVR365. Get some good offers. Let's get back to the game. All right, we're in the bottom of the eighth right now.
You have a pinch hitter for Toronto.
Oh, are you telling me? Daniel Vogelbach.
I know.
He is one of my favorites. He's so funny.
Who doesn't love him?
He's just a personality. So, Vogelbach replacing Justin Turner, who it's so weird that he's a...
I still cannot get over it. Like, last year he was on Boston, and I hated it. If you know me, one of my personality traits is how much I hate Justin Turner.
Yes.
Mostly because my dad loves him. It's my dad, the Dodger fan.
Oh my gosh, I cannot
stand that man's face.
Oh my gosh, Steph.
It's Stephanie. It's intense. One of these days we'll like get in deep about my hate with Justin Turner. So I'm very happy to see he's out of this game.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, get him out of here. Yeah. Daniel Vogelbach drew a walk. I loved the commercial. I thought there were like police lights. It's just like the club lights behind me.
It is a Friday here.
It's a Friday show. That's how you know. There's a commercial, I think it was a Major League Baseball commercial.
Yeah.
But it was like Daniel Vogelbach, like, thinking about stealing a base.
Oh.
And Buck Showalter was just like, and they were, like, reading each other's minds. And he's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, don't do it.
You don't got no run game.
No.
But he's got walk game.
Which is no shame.
He's like, got walk game.
There he goes, walking
Peter
away.
Peter Lambert's still in the game right now, took over for Ryan Feltner. But Peter Lambert, how is he doing right now? Let's find out.
He had a great game on Monday.
Peter Lambert did
really
have a great game. He has so leaned into this long reliever role.
Yeah.
And great for us. Yeah, he's allowed a hit. He's allowed that walk that we just saw. Came in for Feltner, though. Feltner, we got 5 innings pitched out of him, 8 hits, 2 runs, both of those earned. He allowed 2 walks. He struck out 4, allowed that one home run. He allowed that leadoff home run from Dalton Varsho in the 3rd inning.
Yeah. But overall, not a bad outing by Feltner.
Not a bad outing. Oh, no, that was the 3rd or the 4th. My scorecard's a mess.
Well, we were a little busy.
We were a little busy. There's a lot going on.
It was a little overwhelming.
My gosh. It's a shame what's his face? Old friend Brian Servan is not in this game right now. I think we just saw a shot of him on TV. Not that we're doing play-by-play by any means. We have a game on. We happen to be talking about
it. Yeah, we're chatting.
We're just so chatty. You guys are so chatty in the Toyota chat, by the way. Trenton in the chat, good night by Feltner. Nate's right there with you. It's true. Justin Turner is thumbs down.
Thank you for validating me.
Yes. Geekly Goods, let's go Rockies. Nico Warren, where's Dinger? Where is Dinger? That's a really good question.
Who's Dinger?
Who's Dinger? We don't even know a Dinger. Dinger, we hardly even know her.
It's going to be our whole personality.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening? All right. Yeah, we mentioned the boys are cooking in Canada. Ryan Feltner, again, great start from him. Just allowed 2 runs.
Mm-hmm.
And we are more than good with that right now because the Rockies have given Feltner and Lambert 8 runs of insurance. It got up to such an exciting start, too. First of all, we were so excited when Nolan Jones got a hit.
Just a hit. Now it's just a hit.
Just a hit.
And then the next inning at his at-bat, he hit that home run, which I tweeted. He hit a home run straight back to America.
Right back to America.
Right back to Denver, Colorado.
Beautiful.
But you know who's also having, like, a quietly really good game in season is Brenton Doyle.
Brenton Doyle, you're rocking the giveaway shirt.
I am, which, by the way, is one of the Rockies' best giveaways.
It's a good shirt.
But he, like, his at bats and his like thoughts during like the plate and stuff is like so good, and I feel like so much more improved.
Yeah. Oh my
than
gosh.
Last year,
he
and then obviously
so
his
hard.
Defense. Like you can't argue with a Gold Glover.
Yeah, he's still got it out there.
He does.
He's still got it.
But I feel like his at-bats have been a lot more, like, concise and
they've
better.
Been more consistent, you know?
More consistent, exactly. So I'm really proud to see Brenton Doyle having a good start to his season.
Yeah, good game today, too. He had a single, and he had an RBI double in the 7th. That is fun.
Yep.
That is some fun stuff right there. Let's bring it back to Nolan Jones, though. Struck out his first at-bat, but an RBI double in his 2nd at-bat. Hit a home run in his 3rd at-bat. And that was the home run that got us, the fans, tacos. Apostrophe S.
Always apostrophe S.
Always apostrophe S. Yeah, Chris Bryant, low-key back to that double. He got hit by a pitch, that single. Yeah, we already talked about that.
Yep.
We so did. I'm trying to think who did not get a hit. Michael Tolia has not gotten a hit yet.
Is he the only one?
He's reached on a fielder's choice. Close enough. No, who hasn't hit? Jake Cave has come in. Did he hit?
Who did he replace?
I don't think we even got to him. Oh, what's going on with the guys? Yeah, the bar's popping right now for the Nuggets game, too. Popping. Yeah, what are you guys thinking in the Toyota chat? What are you feeling?
Ryan McMahon is having a game.
Ryan McMahon is having a good game. Yeah, one of the many who has hit a double. Yeah, Monty double, Doyle double, Rymack double, Nolan Jones double.
Who didn't hit a double?
Who didn't? You know what? Tovar, I don't think Tovar hit a double, but he
Diaz
did.
Might have hit a double. Run. That might have been one that I missed, I think.
Did Diaz hit a double? Let's find out. No, just an RBI single.
Just. Pathetic. Do better.
How dare you? How dare you? Man, Peter Lambert, he's been so... Peter Lambert's got an ERA of 1.80.
He's working his way back into starting pitching.
But, like, we need him so much as a long reliever right now.
I love him as a long reliever.
He's been really good.
I don't know if he loves himself as a long reliever.
You know what? We're talking to Buddy about this the other day, obviously, and I think I might have mentioned this on the show, too, but Buddy said, listen, you ask any baseball player, would you rather be a starter in the minors or a reliever in the majors? They're all going to pick the majors.
Right.
So if, like, that's the role that the team needs,
then he'll do it.
He's happy to take it on.
Yeah.
Because that is called taking it for the team right there.
And he's been doing great.
He has been.
Yeah.
He has been. Kale, how are you doing? How are we doing on time? Because I know these Nuggets guys have a show after us, so definitely stay tuned on YouTube, by the way.
We're good. We're 15 minutes into the show, having a great time, and the Rockies are winning, so it's a great day.
We love it.
What
it's always
a great Friday. If the Rockies manage to win this one today, it will be the first time the Rockies win a game this season where they did not score first.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, because they're like on a long streak with not scoring first, right?
They've scored first in one game. Maybe one two game. Games. You know what? We got to check the numbers. But yeah, they, you know what? Hold on. We've got them right here. The Rockies have scored first just one time through these first 14 games.
Wow.
So I guess they did get a win when they didn't score first.
Right.
I think they might have been the Saturday second game in Arizona.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right. Okay.
That's right. I'm trying to forget the whole Arizona series.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both series.
Yeah, so the Rockies, they've put together, they had a 5 straight inning scoring streak in this game. So much fun. Looking to get their first win in Toronto. And by the way, Tovar's been on a tear lately.
Yeah, he's been great.
A lot of the fire signs on this team are on a tear. Ryan McMahon, Tovar's a Leo.
Is it because of the eclipse?
The eclipse is doing something.
It's doing something to these boys.
It's doing something. It's doing something to all of us. I definitely want to talk about this in a little bit, but...
Look at these Colorado Rockies fans in Toronto.
Oh my gosh, just sidebar, guys. As we're watching the game, we're seeing a cutaway shot. Toronto has a hotel in the outfield where you can look out onto the game, and there are Rockies fans in Canada.
With his binoculars. Look at this guy.
He's got his Nockies.
That is so cool.
Big old Colorado
I have that
flag.
Same flag.
It's a good one.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Good.
That is a Rockies fan.
We love to see a Rockies fan on the road.
Yeah.
That's a great stadium, by the way.
I want to go.
It's a really good one. I'm assuming the roof is closed. But
I saw that I forgot who it was posted pictures of Toronto today, and it looked rainy and cold. So I'm assuming the roof is closed as well.
Nice. Let's see. Brendan Rodgers didn't hit it out of the park, but
close.
You know, that outfield could not handle what Brendan Rodgers was giving them. So he just hit a triple.
Good for Brendan Rodgers. He also has picked it up lately.
Brendan Rodgers, yeah, he definitely has been slumping a little bit too, even though he is a fire sign. I think Patrick Saunders, Denver Post, tweeted that he had written a story about the guys who were slumping. Chris Bryant, Nolan Jones, Brendan Rodgers.
Right.
And he jinxed them in the best way possible because all three of those guys have had such good games.
Yeah.
That looks like it bounced out of Kiermaier's glove.
It did.
And that's
that might have been a home run at Coors.
That honestly, that was almost a home run here in Toronto.
Yeah.
Here.
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 We are actually not in Toronto.
We're not in Toronto.
We're at the DNVR bar.
We are here at the DNVR bar at the corner of Colfax and York. And you know what? We're drinking some Coors Light because Coors Light, they hooked it up for this show. We love our friends at Coors Light. And this is a beer that is made to chill, my friends. It is chill as the Colorado Rockies, the mountain range themselves.
Look at those blue mountains.
That's how you know, because the mountains are so blue.
Yeah.
So blue. So yeah, it's a beer that is literally made to chill. And whether you're chilling after like a nice long day or just trying to enjoy a really fun baseball game where your team is up by 8 runs, Coors Light is the beer that you gotta reach for. But yeah, it's cold lagered, cold filtered, cold packaged. This is a beer that doesn't even know what it's like to be warm because it is ice freaking cold. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I reach for. So when you want to hit reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. You can get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. If you're watching these games in Toronto and you're like, hey, I want to fly up and go get some tickets.
Yeah.
You know what? Game Time's going to help you out with that because they are the place to go to for those last minute tickets. You're going to get the lowest price. And if you don't get the lowest price, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference.
I love Game Time. Game Time is the first place that I always go to check for tickets.
Yeah. Because also, I mean, you can go, you can see, like, what things are going for. You can get a good idea of, like, oh, if I sit here, it's this price, there, it's that price. And you can see the view.
That's my favorite part is the view. If you click on it and it shows you the view of the stadium, that's the best part for me.
Yeah. So good. They got some flash deals, too. You can save with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the game or the event, too. You don't have to use this for games. You can even use this for
concerts,
shows, comedy, other sports.
Everything.
I think we still have a... I think there's like a couple days of this deal left, but you can use code FIRSTPITCH to get $20 off a purchase of $150 or more with Game Time. But yeah, Game Time, download the Game Time app, create an account, and download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Did the Rockies just score another run? Did Jake Cave?
Jake Cave had a sack fly to score Brendan Rodgers, and we are now up 11-2 on the top of the ninth.
Jake Cave, again, one of those guys who has been so sneaky clutch.
Yeah.
He comes in off the bench. He's got a clear head. He's a seasoned vet. He's done this before. But I feel like he's really found a good thing with Colorado going here.
Yeah.
Oh, what do we have here?
Hi, Kale.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Sorry, changing the light.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to live shows, my friends.
Yeah. Last time I was here, did a live show, there was a dog.
Something weird is always happening when Steph is on. That is
for
sure.
Is it me? Am I the problem?
I'm the problem. It's me.
Also, we were just talking about old friend Servin.
Yeah.
He's catching right now.
Oh, okay. I'm glad Servin did end up coming in.
Yep. He's an Albuquerque isotope great.
Yes.
He did so good with the topes.
Yard goat great, too.
Yeah.
Yard goat great.
Both of our favorite little...
We each have our favorite minor league team.
We do. And they just so happen to be minor league teams of our favorite baseball team.
We're so lucky. We are so lucky.
We
nice are. To see Brian Servin in the mix against his old team. Definitely a personality we miss a lot in Colorado.
Yep. I loved him. I still do. I have no...
Yeah, no. Oh, no. We'll love him forever.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, yeah. Brian Servin just came in for the top of the ninth. Fun stuff. Fun stuff. We got Tovar up. He is... he has 3 home runs this season, by the way. Which
does he have the most on the team? Is that the most?
Tied for most because I think Tolia also has 3.
Okay.
Yeah, so he just tied Tolia. Big toe, little toe. Todd for 3 home runs.
I love that.
Trace home runs.
Yeah.
Por favor. Gracias, gracias.
Gracias.
oh my gosh, this Tovar up at him, like looking. He's he fouled off like 4 balls in a row. This is going to be an interesting at bat for sure.
He has great patience on the plate.
Yeah.
That's one thing I really like about him. Like he doesn't just swing like willy-nilly. Like he's very like controlled
in his
at plate appearances.
It is tough. Hey, Trent in the chat pointing out a couple of K's for Lambert.
We love that.
Yeah. Hold on. Trenton in the chat also was at the game where Servin's first 2 MLB hits were home runs. Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
I remember that.
And then I think I remember, like, there were a couple other debuts. Like, when other people would debut, he would also hit a home run.
Yeah.
I specifically remember he did it because James Altman debuted at Coors.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, you're going to just homer during everyone's debuts or what? It was apparently not a very interesting stat. He was like, I don't know.
Oh, I think that's really cool. Like, he wants to be, like, the star of the game.
Brian Servin, he will be the star. 19 hits, the most in a road game since years ago. I missed the date, but.
Still, though, that's incredible. Also, truck.
Somewhere we out there in any given town, there's a red, white, and blue collar driving us around.
That's our favorite thing.
Folks, I've only had like 2 sips of this Coors Light, okay? Like, I'm just weird.
This is just normal Sue's.
What just happened? Can you guys keep it down? We're doing a baseball show.
Yeah, do you guys mind? Just kidding. Also, go Nugs.
No. Go Nugs. Go Nugs. I would love for all the Colorado teams to get a W tonight. Tovar did not make it on base, by the way, but Brenton Doyle chilling on first. We're not offering live updates of this game. We're just talking about it.
Right. This really is just like a normal Steph and Sue's, like,
just a normal conversation. Normal evening.
Yeah.
Because we would be doing this if we were watching the game together. We would be doing this if we were texting each other.
Exactly. So you're all welcome.
Yes, you're so welcome. I'm so happy you guys are all here in the Toyota chat. We love watching a game with y'all. This game's almost over, and I love seeing is this a 9-run lead?
Yeah.
This is a 9-run. I'm like, I have to do the math.
You know it's good when you have to do the math.
You know it's good. You just know. All right, I'm dying to see what Ryan McMahon does in this at bat. Dying.
We love Ryan McMahon.
Oh, Geekly Goods in the chat. Nuggets are killing it. Go Nuggets and Rockies.
Yes.
I feel like there's such a presence looming over us right now, you know, and I just can't quite put my finger on it.
Look at that beautiful hit that Ryan Mac just had.
Right to the left field corner at Rogers Center. So we've got two boys on base, two outs. Just one boy on base because a run just scored.
They have been hitting in that left corner a lot tonight.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
The corner giveth. The corner giveth.
It does.
Man, this is fun. And these guys really needed a big win because the games that so many of these games, of course, like those first few in Arizona, especially that first one, was just an absolute blowout.
Yep.
But it's so nice to see the Rockies getting a big win of their own because we haven't really had a big win.
We haven't. And especially this one where, like, almost every single guy in this lineup is, like, hitting well. And, like, the pitchers are vibing. Like, this is fun. This is, like, what you and I talked about before the season started about why we think the Rockies are going to be okay.
Yes.
It's this game.
I know Kale and I got dragged so much on the internet because, like, when we were at spring training leading up to opening day, we were like, listen, the vibes are great. Like, this clubhouse is just, it's so strong.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone seems so prepared. And then, of course, like, we get dragged because everyone's like, oh, man, that's the worst Rockies opener in history, which it was.
Right.
But I think the fact that they are able to kind of pull it together now is a testament to this clubhouse, how close they are. We heard it from Nolan Jones the other day where he was like, listen, like, I mean, first of all, I don't know if you saw the interview. It looked like he could have been ready to cry. Like,
right.
he looked so choked up because he's emotional. He cares about this game.
Yeah.
He wants to play well for his teammates. But he said to us, he was like, I can lean on every single one of these guys in this clubhouse. Like, they have my back. Like, we're all going to get through this. I have it in me. I just got to get it.
Yeah.
He got it.
One of my favorite things that my dad taught me about baseball is it's not a sprint.
Yes.
It's a marathon. Like, baseball is such a long season and such a long game.
Yeah.
That, like, yeah, the last, like, 2 weeks with the Rockies, like, have been rocky. And we haven't, like, quite found it yet. But, like, this game, like you said, like, it's a testament to the team and to the guys and everything that we have been saying since spring training that this team is good.
There's, like, something very special.
This team has great guys on the team. Mm-hmm. It just takes some time. And that's another reason why I love baseball is because if you mess up, there's a game the very next day.
Yes.
And you just keep going, and you don't give up.
Yeah. Baseball's not a game for instant gratification.
No.
Although I'm feeling very gratified right now.
Yeah, the Rockies have 20 hits.
Our boys.
Hits.
Our boys.
Our boys have 20 hits right now.
So fun. This is really fun. Yeah, 20 hits, 9 runs.
11 extra base hits.
Why did I say 9 runs? I know it's 11 runs. 12 runs. Good Lord, I can't even keep count. Guys, sorry. I swear, there's still lots of Coors Light left in this
We are
thing.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so we're in the bottom of the ninth, and I think it would be crazy to see the Blue Jays try to come back. That would be a wild inning.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, why did I say that out loud?
Who do we have pitching? Tyler.
And we've got Tyler Kinley coming in for the
Lambert.
For Lambert. For the bottom of the ninth is the word I was looking for. Speaking of closers, by the way, the biggest Rockies news of the day, Daniel Bard is going to have season-ending surgery. He's been on the IL to start the season because he had a weird, bizarre torn meniscus injury that was, I think he was just playing catch. Spring training hadn't even started yet, so that was already a weird start to the season.
Yep.
And it turns out he's going to need surgery to repair the flexor tendon in his right elbow. He's not going to pitch again this season. Bud Black announced this to the media today. So that is definitely a shame. To say the least. Understatement of the century, of course, because Daniel Bard, when he was good, he was real good. And Tyler Kinley, is that a leadoff home run that he just gave up to Isaiah Kinefalefa? The former Yankee. That's his first home run of the season, by the way.
Solo home run.
Well, you know what? That's so nice of Tyler Kinley to go be a guest at someone else's house.
You know what it is.
And give a guy his first home run of the season. What a giver.
What a giver.
What a giver. Obviously not ideal. I kind of regret saying, what if the Blue Jays went on a crazy run?
This is going to be the one and only hit they're going to have.
It freaking better be. All right, so we're now 12-3 right now.
There we go.
And we've got one out. There we go. We're not live recapping the game by any means. We're just talking about it.
Also, side note really quick. I really like Montero this year at first base. I think that his defense at first base has improved.
It has.
It's so much fun to watch him.
So
on
much
first.
Fun.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the carousel of first base, DH, right field.
Yeah.
It's been fun. We've got a few pieces to it.
Yeah. And you know what? It's working.
I was obviously very skeptical during spring training, too, because I'm like, who's going to play where? Everyone going to get enough playing time?
Yeah. Because we have so many first basemen.
So many. And many of them can be right fielders. Hunter Goodman's the one who's losing in this right now because he's sitting down in AAA.
I don't think it's going to be long before we see him, though.
But where's he going to play?
That's a great question.
Where is he going to play?
Look at this guy's mustache.
What is this? I'm sorry. Davis Schneider. He's okay. First of all, big ass mustache.
Huge mustache.
He's not a tall guy for baseball player purposes. He's 5'9".
Oh.
This man is a presence. 5'9" with a mustache? He's 5'9" with
a...
Kale, is that you?
Kale, we found your new favorite baseball player.
Kale, your kindred spirit. Although his mustache, not as good as yours.
Not even close.
Are you joking? You know what? Whose could be?
Who's got it?
Okay. I did not love what we just saw there. Because it went to shallow right field. Three guys trying to catch it. No one caught it. Okay, guys, we need to lock it in, please.
Why was Brendan Rodgers going all the way out there for it?
He called for it.
Oh, man. That stressed me out. I did not love that.
You know what? Definitely one of the worst Rockies moments I've seen today.
That's going to make it on Smashes and Crashes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Of course, people.
Oh, man.
Do you want to know one of my goals in life is to make it on Smashes and Crashes?
Really?
Like, I want to be someone that's, like, trying to catch a ball and then, like, I miss it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, also, like, one of my biggest goals in life is just to make it on SportsCenter Top 10. But, like, if I can't do that, then, like, get me on Smashes and Crashes at Coors Field.
I would love to be on the big screen at Coors Field, like, holding a beer, and then I chug the beer. And then the whole crowd goes wild.
Dream.
Why not me?
Why not?
When's it my turn?
Oh, my gosh. I agree. I want that so bad.
I want it so bad.
We got Vladdy up now.
Oh, my gosh. Vladdy.
He's one of the best presences in the MLB.
Does any one team have more kids of former big leaguers than the Toronto Blue Jays?
No, they have Dante, or not Dante, well, Dante's son.
Dante's kid, Craig Biggio's kid.
Yeah.
Vladimir Guerrero's kid.
That's a good point.
It is 12-4 right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this is very stressful.
12-4. for.
Get your beverages.
Oh, do we have a super chat? Oh my gosh. CTOD Ghost, you got a new job to work in baseball. Well, welcome to the fam. Congratulations. That's really exciting. Thanks for spending part of your upcoming paycheck on a super chat. We appreciate you more than you can know. Truly.
Yay.
Truly. What? Oh, Trenton, Susie, if you just jinxed us, I swear. Yeah, I'm regretting everything. Don't you worry. No one regrets me more than me.
We're going to be okay.
Oh, man. I am getting a little worried. Hey, Wappleganger's in the chat. Fellers needed this one. Hello, by the way. Also adding TK. No. Tyler Kinley came in, has allowed two runs already. We got one out right now, so still a little bit to go.
Yeah.
Vladdy's up at the plate. No one's on, though.
Vladdy scares me because he's so good.
He's a beefy boy. And the thing is also that I think maybe a lot of people don't realize off the top of their heads, the Rockies, the Double-A team, faces the Blue Jays Double-A team more than anyone.
Why?
Because they're all in the Eastern League.
Oh.
So the Blue Jays Double-A team is the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And the New Hampshire Fisher Cats are owned by the same family that owns the Yard Goats.
I think you might have told me
this. The father owns the Fisher Cats. The son owns the Yard Goats.
Oh, my gosh.
So they are kind of like these teams. They are brothers.
Yeah.
So actually, I mean, the cool thing is, too, especially like when a lot of these guys were all in Double-A together, too. So, like, yeah, Rymack and Brendan Rodgers and like all those guys who were like of that class that kind of came up around the same time.
Right.
They were all playing against Biggio and Guerrero.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So like even though the Rockies so rarely play the Blue Jays, a lot of this Rockies team has seen this Blue Jays team in a pretty significant capacity. I always thought that was very interesting.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just looking at Vlad, too, I was like, oh, like we would see him. There we go. The game is over. 12-4 win for the Rockies.
20 hits is wild.
That is really, really
cool. Oh, my
gosh.
20 whole hits for our Colorado Rockies.
Honestly, I'm looking at Nolan Jones running out of the outfield right now. It looks like a weight is off of him.
I know.
You could just tell he felt so heavy those first 13 games of the season.
Yeah.
We have turned a corner.
Oh, my God. I am so happy for all of them.
Yes.
What a great, great baseball game.
Tyler Kinley, thanks for locking it in. Man, this is good. I'm happy. How's everyone feeling?
What a great start to our weekend.
Everyone's feeling great. They're cheering for us, obviously.
Duh. Who else would it be for?
High five. All right, let's check out Wappleganger. Victory screech.
Woohoo!
Nate, it's the Rogers Center effect. Is there a thing about the Rogers Center?
I don't know.
Please, Nate, please elaborate in the Toyota chat. Yes. Go Rockies. TK, thanks for locking it in. We appreciate that. Real fast, while we're all locked in.
Yep.
Let's talk about our friends. You know who else is locked in?
Who?
Premier Members Credit Union. We love working with them. Listen, they're not a bank, which means they do things a little differently, like putting their members first with higher savings and lower loan rates. So clutch, especially in this day and age. In this economy, so good. This is an organization that serves the community and the Colorado community in particular. And with PMCU, you get local branches, friendly tellers, and the tools you need to save smarter, like their high-yield savings account, or you can earn 5% APY on your first $2,000 with their reverse tier money market. Whatever your goals are, PMCU can help. PMC is also, they're all about creating a better banking experience for their community. They've got the tools to help you save smarter. So when you become a new member at PMCU, you'll get $200. You just have to open a checking account and sign up for e-statements. It's so easy. You want e-statements anyway. Who wants mail? Mail is for, like, lamos. Wow. Well said, Suze. Do you talk for a living? Hey, BMCU, this will be your best money move yet. Head to becomepremier.com to find out more. You can get more, by the way, when you stop at a Circle K, because the inner circle is where it's at. It's totally free to join. Easy to download. Just use the QR code on the screen. You need an email address and a phone number. And after that, guys, your first five fill-ups, 25 cents off a gallon. And your first five Polar Pops are free.
I love Polar Pops. I love the Polar Pops.
And Steph, I know you have done this where you can text any of Colorado Circle Ks. You don't have to be part of the inner circle to take advantage of this offer, by the way. You can get any size Polar Pop from Colorado Circle K. Text the letters DNVR, like the name of this show, to 31310. That's DNVR to the number 31310. Get a free Polar Pop of any size.
Messaging. It is worth it, I promise. The Polar Pop is one of my favorite things.
You can get a big old one, too. You can get a big boy.
Yeah.
We love a big boy.
Speaking of big boys, here's Nolan Jones giving his post-game interview.
So happy. He's so much happier. Listen, you're going to be happy when you text Circle K, but message and data rates may apply. Periodic recurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. Sign up with the QR code on the screen for more info. There you go. We're going to, since this Nuggets game, is it over yet? Close to being over. All right, so we're going to start getting into some baseball headlines. I'm glad we didn't see any of this happen. The new baseball pants are not okay. Shout out to Talkin' Baseball for pointing this out, but
yeah.
we saw some skin the other day.
Yes.
On a slide to home plate. Kale, can we pull up that tweet? Just a sec. He's got so many buttons. Kale is like...
Kale's
working this show. Kale is like doing more than anyone right now.
Yeah,
he's
Kale's
producing
this
show. He is making sure the Nuggets guys are all ready for their show, which is going to be coming up right after this. But the pants are, they absolutely split open. They are just totally ripped at the seam. Good thing he's wearing something under that.
And all it was like a very like basic.
A very
like
regular slide. Yeah.
Right. Like he didn't do anything extraneous. He didn't do anything like insane to like make that happen. It's just how cheaply made that these uniforms are.
They don't look great. They don't look great.
No.
I just like, I also just don't see, I haven't seen anyone at Coors Field wearing a new jersey. I don't think anyone's bought a new jersey this year. And I think that's going to be the thing that makes MLB make someone make a change. Because if people are buying jerseys...
Right, because I was telling you downstairs earlier how much I want a new Nolan Jones jersey.
And you
like,
can't get one.
That's the guy that I want this year. But, like, it's not worth me spending the money that they're asking for if it's going to look the way that it looks.
You're going to have to order, like, a knockoff from China.
I am.
Of one of the old jerseys. That is what Major League Baseball has done to you.
And it's going to come, like, just in time for, like, the July 4th. Series if I order now.
Brewers are in town for that.
The Brewers are in town for that.
Yes,
the Brewers
are.
Also won today.
Oh yeah, the Brewers. The Brewers are part of a game I definitely want to talk about. I want to talk about Manny Randhawa, a good friend of the show, called this the Jackson Bowl because we had Jackson Holliday, the number one prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, and Jackson Churio, who is number two.
Jackson Churio of them. So good.
The two of them. So
look at them.
One Jackson for the Orioles, one Jackson for the Brewers. They played against each other today. Brewers got the win.
They did. And Willy Adames hit a home run. Benches cleared.
Wow. Benches cleared.
Benches cleared because the catcher for the Orioles was trying to talk crap to Willy Adames about his home run.
Oh.
And Willy's a very even-killed guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Willard reminds me of, like, a Charlie Blackman. Like, it takes a lot to get him, like, very riled up and pissed.
Yeah.
But Willy was pissed.
Ooh. That is juicy. That is juicy. These two Jacksons, by the way, like all of the top prospects in baseball are named Jackson. Because apparently 20 years ago, super common name.
I guess.
Jackson Holliday and Jackson Chourio are so close in age, so.
Yep.
Holliday, 20 years, 130 days old. Chourio, 20 years, 32 days old.
That's insane.
So Chourio said, if I get the chance, I might remind him that he's the younger one.
Yeah.
That's
it's
fun.
Crazy to me to watch a player's son who, like, I used to watch this player's, like, Matt Holliday.
Yeah.
Like, I used to watch him play for, like, my favorite team. And now I'm watching his son play a baseball game.
Like, I need a trip.
It's wild. It is so wild to me. I'm not used to it.
Did you, I know I said this in the group chat, did you read Danielle Allentuck's story?
I did.
It was so good.
So good. And like you said, like, it's just crazy that she left the Rockies and then went to the Orioles, but she's still, like, writing. Like,
it was,
some Rockies.
I think it was so meant to be that she went from the Rockies to the Orioles, because who could have told that story better than Danielle?
It
no
was
one could
so
have.
Good.
No one could have told that story better. So, yeah. Thought that was a cool, highly recommend. We did tweet it out if you are looking for it. What else do we have? Jackson and Jackson went 0-for-9, says Nate in the Toyota chat. They didn't get, I think Jackson has one RBI, but he hasn't had a hit.
Yeah, and that was his first game a couple days ago?
Yesterday?
That was on his first game?
Yeah, first game he got his first RBI. I think he's got like a, when I checked before that game, he has a negative 0.8 war right now. So, you know, maybe not the flashiest debut, but not all debuts are meant to be flashy. Obviously, this is a moment he's been waiting for a while.
Right.
Pressure might be getting to him
a little
bit.
That's what I was going
to
say. Imagine the pressure that you have as like the number one prospect in the MLB.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was tweeting about it. Everyone was talking about it. Like,
and not just like, it's not that you're like a number one prospect. It's that you come from a pedigree where like people are expecting a lot.
Yeah, which is crazy. And the same with like Jackson Chourio with the Brewers. Like, he had one of the biggest contracts ever. And so it's like, okay, well, now he has a lot of pressure on himself, like, as well. I cannot imagine.
Yeah. All right. We can look at some final lines from this game. Kevin Gausman got the loss. He only lasted 3 2/3 innings, 10 hits, 6 runs, didn't walk anyone, struck out 4, leaving this game with an 11.57 ERA.
He's 0-for-2 now.
Paolo Espino came in for him. He lasted 2 2/3. Genesis Cabrera, just 2/3 of an inning. Wow. He also is leaving this game with an 11.57 ERA. What else do we have? Peter Lambert, a 1.80 ERA. We got 3 innings out of him today. I think that might have been his longest outing
season,
because he's had a couple of 2-inning outings.
Yep. Ryan McMahon went 4-for-6. With 3
of course
three doubles.
He did. Of course he did.
2 RBIs, 2 runs. Way to go, Rymac.
Yeah.
Rogers was great. He was 3-for-4. Nolan Jones, like we said, he's 2-for-5 with his first home run of the season.
Diaz was 2-for-4 today.
My little Estrella.
Yes.
Yeah, what a great game. I also think that, like, now that Nolan Jones, like, has his first home run, like, out of him, like, he's going to...
Yeah.
He's going to go.
I think he flipped the switch. He opened the door, and we're going to see. I think it's going to be a good series. I'm excited that he also got this out of the way before Philly.
Yeah.
Because also the last thing you want is to, like, go back to your hometown ballpark for the first time playing in a Major League Baseball game, and you're slumping, and, like, you know Philly's going to boo you because they boo everyone. They boo Brendan Rodgers when Brendan Rodgers debuted at Citizens Bank Park.
Oh, I remember.
They'll boo everyone and anything.
They boo their own players.
They do. They really do.
Philly's a different breed. I'm kind of scared of them. Kind of scared of you.
Well, apparently Rockies fans now boo their own players too, because Chris Bryant's been catching boos left and right.
Not for me.
No. Not from you. Not from you, Steph.
Thank you.
You would
Thank
never. You. You have never.
I would never and have never.
Hey, before we close it out, this is some general sports news, pretty Nuggets related. Nuggets legend Allen Iverson got a statue in Philly.
Would you call that a statue?
It's tiny. I'm like, did they think that's how tall he was? I know he was a short king, but come on.
It looks like the Heisman Trophy.
It actually does.
Like, that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh, it's the Heisman Trophy. Like, why?
Oh, my God. It's pretty embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
I'm not too happy about it because he's one of my favorite players of all time.
And I feel really bad for him.
And of course all these cameras are on him, like, taking the blanket off. He's just like, where's the rest of it? You can look at all the other, like, reporters and photographers, and, like, they're just like, what am I looking at?
Is it done? Does there still need to be more added?
Is this the prototype?
It is.
How big is the... Like, I know he wasn't a tall guy, but, like, come on.
Deeker's bigger than the statue.
You can
fit
five Iverson statues inside of this dinger.
You can.
You really could.
Dinger's the best thing to happen to me in a long time, by the way.
Steph needed this more than anyone.
I did.
Needed it more than anyone. All right. Guys, more than anything, I hope you join us back here on Sunday because we're going to have a post-game show, a post-series wrap-up. We'll see how the rest of this series goes in Toronto before the guys head to Philly. But, Steph, where can we follow you on social media?
You can follow me at @StephSal_24 on all platforms.
She's a great baseball girly.
Thank you.
A Rockies fan and secretly a Brewers fan.
I don't know if it's a secret anymore.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. I'm secretly a Brewers fan.
Kale, where can we follow you on social media?
I'm just on Twitter @KaleSorbo, Kale with two L's.
And Kale's been cooking too with some good takes and some good picks.
We love Kale.
We love Kale. Kale's a certified baseball boy now too, and we all know it.
Yeah.
He's waiting for a certification in the mail. It'll be here any day.
Yeah. It's on its way.
On its way. Guys, you can follow me @TheSusieHunter on all platforms and stay locked in to the DNVR_Rockies account on Twitter. We're going to stay up to date with all the latest Rockies news, all the latest
everything,
things that are happening in the Rockies cinematic universe. And again, I cannot stress this enough, hang out with us after the game on Sunday. We're going to wrap it all up, really contextualize what we watched here and what we're going to watch the rest of the weekend. But Steph, you know what I love to say about closing out a show like this?
That's baseball.
That is baseball, and that is the show. We'll talk to you on Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Go Rockies.
We all silly like the mayor.